Moving on to our next story. U.S. firms have warned that new tariffs on Chinese imports will cost American people a great deal. The U.S. administration is planning to hit China with a fresh round of tariffs by late September. The $200 billion list targets Chinese seafood, furniture and lighting, tires, chemicals, plastics, bicycles and car seats for babies. American businesses say tariffs would mean higher prices and lower sales, costing U.S. distribution and retail jobs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has also criticized the proposed tariffs, saying that they will hurt American consumers, workers, businesses, and the economy. Washington has been imposing sweeping tariffs on foreign imports over the past months. To discuss that more, we're joined by Jason Nrua, political commentator, joining us live from Ontario. Thank you very much, sir, once again, for joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Mr. Nrua, at this point in time, it does not seem that Donald Trump is picking his battles correctly. He's planning on placing more tariffs on Chinese goods at a time that he needs China to back him up, to put more pressure on Iran. How does this work out?
Well, frankly, I think this shows how little Donald Trump really understands international politics and how, you know, the whole global system of trade actually works. What he's demanding is to receive everything that he wants from the United States without concern for the fact that trade has to be mutually beneficial in order for it to work. I mean, he can demand basically everything and then demand even more, because in his mind there's a quasi-divine right to do so, often associated with American exceptionalism. And when you behave like that, it's not like they can just turn around and expect China just to do whatever they want, while at the same time they've been undermining them through many of these sanctions. These sanctions are very poorly planned. Many of the manufacturers in the United States, particularly those for child safety products, have warned that if they have to start looking for other places, probably domestically, for the same kind of materials for their products, the prices will rise significantly and will cause not only a loss for them economically, but that they will also encourage a lot of people to buy secondhand baby safety products, which is generally not a very good idea and tend to be significantly less safe than ones that were freshly manufactured. And some of these other ones make absolutely no sense and can do only harm to the U.S. For example, Westinghouse Electric has warned, people who supply nuclear energy have said that they need zirconium and zirconium powders from China, because there is no domestic U.S. supply of the material. They can't buy American in that case, because the material just simply isn't there. I mean, this would increase the cost of electricity. And when you increase the cost of energy, that goes across the entire economy, not just for regular people, but for businesses as well. This causes prices to go up. This could even begin a period of inflation, maybe a much smaller version of what happened with the gas shortage, a much, much smaller version, but one that is completely unnecessary all the same.
We're running out of time, Mr. Nrua, it doesn't seem that Mr. Trump is getting very good advice, because, well, he ran on the platform of making America great again. Now he's putting more economic pressure on America, so that does not go with his motto.
No, it doesn't seem to be going very well at all. The problem is that it's not a simple a game where you can just make demands. Well, if you just cut imports, then suddenly a domestic supply appears. That's not how this works. For economics, there's varying costs, opportunity costs, comparative advantage, all these other factors that have to be taken in. But the point is that Trump has tried to make this all about him trying to live up to something he had promised. Many of the promise, if not all of them, he has thus far failed to deliver the things that he promised during the campaign. And the Make America Great Again slogan, it seems to be the one thing that he's managed to carry on to. This is the one thing that he has managed to be able to push through the government, often through executive orders. But this seems to be stock and trade for the way that the Trump administration works. They're desperately trying to hold on to something that would count as him having kept his word. And it seems those who are around him in the closest, most confident positions don't seem willing to contradict him in any way.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jason Unruh, political commentator, joining us live from Ontario with his take regarding the U.S.-Chinese economic relations.